Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Japan for the G7 summit, meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. President Biden said the two nations are working together on global challenges, like ensuring a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The bottom line, Mr. Prime Minister, is that when our countries stand together, we stand stronger. And I believe the whole world is safer when we do.
China says its special envoy met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during talks in Kyiv earlier this week. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said Thursday that the envoy also met Ukraine's foreign minister to discuss how to end Russia's war, but no details were disclosed and the next steps were unclear. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday set up an advisory council to restore Ukrainian rule over Russia-annexed Crimea, saying the work to liberate the peninsula was ongoing amid expectations of Kyiv's counteroffensive. Zelensky said he signed the decree about the advisory council on reintegration and deoccupation of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol. His comments came during a gathering to mark the day of the Soviet-era Crimean Tatars mass deportation. Russia shows no sign of abandoning Crimea, which it seized and annexed in 2014. Russia has used the peninsula as a platform to launch missile strikes on Ukrainian targets. Montana became the first state in the United States to enact a complete ban on TikTok on Wednesday when Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed a measure that's more sweeping than any other state's attempt to curtail the social media app, which is owned by a Chinese tech company. Cybersecurity experts say it could be difficult to enforce the ban. This is VOA News. Rescuers have been working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy after heavy rains and flooding cut off highways and electricity. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
In the northern city of Faenza, Italian firefighters arrived by boat outside a building where an elderly lady needs to be evacuated. Her home has been inundated with water. They jump off their small dinghy into the chest-high floodwaters and proceed to take her out on a stretcher. The heavy rains in the area pushed two dozen rivers and tributaries to burst their banks. Several people have since died, and some are still unaccounted for. Local mayors have warned that some remote villages were completely cut off by landslides and phone lines were severed. That has prevented rescue teams from reaching residents and authorities from understanding the full scope of their needs. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Africa's state power utility may have to increase power cuts to an unprecedented level this winter, a company executive said on Thursday, as the country grapples with its worst power crisis on record. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The country grapples with its worst power crisis on record, and the gap between supply and demand is expected to increase in the coming winter month. Eskom has not yet gone beyond stage 6 power cuts. Segomoko Sheppers is Eskom Group Executive for Transmission. That means 16 hours of outages in a 32-hour cycle. Power cuts have had a severe impact on South Africa's economy, reducing GDP by about 5% in 2022, Eskom said.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. San Francisco is fighting back against recent bans on drag performances. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The city is naming the nation's first drag laureate representing the LGBTQ plus community, Darcy Drollinger.
Having the drag laureate position takes what we're doing and really elevates it and gives it a deeper amount of credibility.
Drollinger is a drag performer and owns the Oasis nightclub. London Breed is the city's mayor.
I'm really proud of what San Francisco has done to really open its heart and its minds to accepting drag as an art form.
Drollinger realizes there are people strongly opposed to drag performers.
But I also don't want to live my life, you know, under the shadow of fear.
The drag laureate's goal is to make San Francisco sparkle.
That is a sound that can't really be silenced.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.